congratulations. I've just listened to the album today and I really find it amazing. I think
Thank
it's
so
a great
much.
Album. Loads of soundscaping, collages and frickling with synthesizers and
there's lots to listen to, isn't there? It's going to be quite an interesting one, I think, because I think it's a album that will need, I didn't mean for it to be, but I think it may need a couple of listens until it starts to really make sense. I hope that doesn't put people off. I hope people listen to it enough that they're interested by it and then they want to listen to it again.
It keeps you listening. Because you get curious, you want to know what's behind the layers. Is there like a bigger meaning behind it? Because it's like a picture, like a soundscape.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. That's really kind of you to pick up on, actually, because that's kind of how it's all that's how it's been intended, or at least that's what I was thinking when I wrote it and when I was producing it. But there's no real bigger picture other than. I've tried not to waste any notes. I've tried to make sure that everything has its own place and that everything makes sense and that nothing's too confusing. That though it is maybe challenging in some places, it's always fun and it's always interesting and there's always something for people to listen to.
So where did it all start?
I guess there's no real start that I can remember, but I've always been in love with music. I've always been so interested in music, and I've always really appreciated making music and being able to make music. It's always something I've loved to do. So there was no real starting point other than I've always remembered doing music to an extent, whether that's creating it or playing it or performing and making it and stuff like that. I grew up just outside of London, and I've spent a lot of time in London. I lived in London for quite a while.
Does that help for it? I mean, does that help developing fast and getting known as a musician, or is it rather more of a curse because there's so many musicians trying to break out and you're kind of one of a load of people?
Yeah, that's actually a fantastic question. That's a really good point. I really developed as a writer and as a producer when I moved to London. That's when I really kind of became. That's when I really became confident in what I was doing, and was living in a room with no windows on a council estate in London, and just trying to kind of figure out where I was and who I was and what I was doing. Mm. And London really shaped me into the musician that I am, or at least the musician that I still feel like I'm becoming. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. There's a lot of other people in London who are all trying to do the same thing. You know, they're all trying to be musicians, and everyone's trying to be as unique as they can and be as good as they can be. So you're right, there is a blessing to it in that that's kind of where a lot of the industry in the UK is based, but it is also a curse because you're in a very, very deep pond. I have a lot of hard work to do. I think that's probably just the best way to think about it, is that I've just got a lot of hard work to do. And what I'm very lucky for is that I love my job. I'm very lucky in that I love my job, and I'm aware of that. I've been given a very rare and very fantastic opportunity to do what I love. And because I do what I love, I don't work a day in my life. Or at least I haven't so far, because I love what I do. But yeah, there's a lot to do. And there's a long way to go. And I've worked really, really hard to get where I am. Yeah, there's still so much more left. Like the awards, for example, that I received over the last couple of months, as incredibly grateful as I am for receiving them, I'm not letting them dictate anything about where I'm going. Like, I still have a lot of hard work to do, and that's what this year is going to be. Yeah,
and the album's out, I think, shortly after the Brit Awards, isn't it?
Yeah. February's when the album's out, and I think the Brits are sometime before that, yeah.
Wow. Did you have an ordinary job before this, or were you studying? Or?
Yeah, no, I worked in cafes and bars and did kind of like student-y kind of jobs when I was growing up as a teenager. But I also, I went into teaching actually when I was about 18, 19. And worked at a primary school with a kid who had cerebral palsy, and I worked one-on-one with him for a year, and still, like, I was teaching music and teaching drums on the side and kind of just building up some experience to then go and study teaching at university. And then I went to university and I hated it. I didn't enjoy it. It wasn't for me. I didn't necessarily agree with how I was being taught to be a teacher. I went to a fantastic university and the course that they offered was incredible, but it just wasn't for me. And also I was going to build up a safety net. You know, I was going so that I could fall back on teaching if the music didn't work out. And ultimately I was just encouraging myself to fail. So I'd quit and I went straight into music, and kind of a few years later, here I am talking to you.
Yeah, talking about the album. What's that? I can't even pronounce it.
Coalesce Synesthesia Part 2.
And Part 1. I think.
Yeah, Part 2, Synesthesia Part 1, and then there's also Synesthesia Part 3. Yeah. On the record, yeah. Synesthesia is it's when the mind crosses senses, and so some wires get crossed over. So, for example, people with synesthesia will maybe smell something when they hear a sound, or they'll see something when they get touched, or in some very more obvious cases, they see when they hear. I think that's the most common form of synesthesia. And music is known to trigger it. It's quite a strong trigger. And I know someone who has synesthesia, and I've always been fascinated by it. Just the ability to listen to something and then involuntarily it creates shapes and colours and images in your head. And it happens to a lot of people who are creative. I don't have it, I don't think. But I'm fascinated by people that do. And so when I was making this track, Synesthesia, I was essentially trying to do everything I could to trigger it. If someone was listening to my music and they had synesthesia, I wanted to be able to try and trigger those colours and certain shapes and patterns and stuff in their mind. And also give people who didn't have synesthesia the opportunity to maybe experience what it might feel like, but just by listening to music. So that's why it's quite crazy, and there's so many stops and starts and changes and swells and quiet moments and things like that, because I wanted people who didn't have synesthesia to maybe imagine what it would feel like to have it.
If someone hasn't seen you live,
yes,
what are they to expect?
Ooh, if someone hasn't seen me live and they want to come and see me live, I would advise them to expect... It's difficult. I have built up my show for it to be fun and for people to enjoy it. And because of that, I have a good time when I play live. I have a really, really good time. I like to have a good time on stage. I like to know that my audience is having a good time and that we're all there together. And we're all kind of, in a way, in it together. Mm. But I play lots of instruments and I play them all at the same time in certain places and things like that, but not in a way that I've seen it been done before. I don't spend a lot of time looping things. Instead, I kind of I loop as I go, and I try and just keep the song going and keep the pace up and just essentially do everything I can to make sure the audience is enjoying themselves.
Do you think about the lyrics a lot? I mean, because there are loads of very, very emotional love lyrics.
I find lyrics really difficult, actually. It's quite interesting. I think I find them really hard to do. They're the last thing I do when I write a song. But that's because they take up so much of my time. I spend a long time writing them and a long time trying to piece them all together. But I do think about them. I think about them a lot because I find them so difficult. Yeah, no, you're right.